The Knoxville Girls started out with my roommate Jerry Teal and Jack Martin, who was a longtime friend of mine, and we started, you know, doing stuff together. He played occasionally with Congo Norvell. They were doing a recording project with Bob Burt from Pussy Galore and Sonic Youth. They asked me to come play on their recordings. So I said, oh yeah, I'll come, you know, put down some guitar. I ended up putting guitar on about everything that they played. And Barry London was playing some organ. What they were doing was a kind of like a country no wave was kind of the theory of that. It was very New York-y sounding, very garagey, very rock. I came on and put out some just something I hadn't done in a really long time, which was really loud, crazy guitar parts, and it was really fun and really great. Yeah, so we made these recordings, and people really went crazy for them. Larry Hardy from In the Red immediately wanted to put it out, and Bob played it to Mark Arm from Mudhoney, and he went really crazy and said, you have to play with us when we're going to play next month or whatever in New York. So we were decided, okay, we'll make a live band and we'll play. After the restraint of Congo Norvell, it was really fun to play like some rock music again, like in the Cramps or something. You know, fuzzed out craziness. And I liked the no bass. There was no bass guitar on it. It just turned out to be really, really good chemistry, you know. I was already a longtime friend of Jack. Bob Burt was really great, and Jerry, you know, who ran the Funhouse studio. Yeah, so that was the start of a kind of a recording project that became a band. We were just having fun, and it was completely natural, and it was completely cuckoo. So we were like, yeah, really more on a kind of like a kind of Captain Beefhearty sort of trip. My role was a lot more sound effecty, and like than anything else. And it was really, really, really fun for me because I got to actually be a bit more just expressionist than having to really play. And I got to play like lots of chords and be loud and raunchy. It was a good combination. I think me and Bob were the more arty sort of elements and had that kind of view. And Jerry is strictly a garage rocker total, and he was very into the country singing. And he's actually really was a great singer. He really has something really great about his voice. Even Lux and Ivy from the Cramps liked it. And they said, wow, that singer can really sing. And it was like one of those other things where all the elements were just right. And, you know, once again, my theory that if you get the right people together, then it's going to make some kind of right kind of music. And when we became a live band, it was like even more proof that it really was a good thing because people really reacted really strong. It's like, I think, one of the most popular things I've done in the last years. It made so many people really happy that people still ask me about, like, are the Knoxville Girls still together? Then we became like really a super touring band. We did like a lot of touring in America and in Europe. That you made the rounds a few times. Yeah, the country no wave thing, you know, like all things, it's a relationship can always be really fun at first until you start to really know each other. So, you know, we went in to make a second album and got In a Paper Suit, it was called. By that time, we got the idea we wanted to make a kind of different album than the first album, which is probably not in that kind of music the thing people want. Some people wanted it to be more country, and some people wanted more no wave. I think it's a great album, but I think there's a spirit missing in it, and I think that's what people were reacting to. I think it became apparent to people that that record had a lot of push and pull on it, and people didn't react to it in the way they did to the first one. That was pretty much the ending of the fact that, you know, no one could really make a decision. It was, you know, Jerry's band, really. It was his brainchild. And I think the not wanting to just do the three chord, you know, rockabilly fast thing was the knife in the water. So the only thing was that the band imploded after that in disillusionment. And we went on to do other things. Barry was the first one to go. Barry was not 100% into it. I mean, he was great on the recordings, and he was great live. But there was artistic differences. And some people saw it one way, and some people saw it the other way. So when that happens, you have to pursue whatever way you see